What's going on? Welcome back. This is Alex Pardo, and I have Brett Abamanti back on today's episode 521 here on the Flip Empire Show.
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, my friend, thank you for tuning in to episode 521 here. I have Brett Abamanti back on the podcast. I was sharing with him, this is something that I haven't done really that often, where I have just a masterclass where I have an expert come on and just share as much wisdom and knowledge as Brett did. And then I'm having him back on, you know, the Thursday show to give us just pack this particular episode. We want to keep it short, sweet, and we want to pack it with content. So first thing, some housekeeping. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to episode 520, I highly encourage you to listen to it and then listen to it again, because we talk about the value of building relationships and actually how to go about building relationships. You know, Brett shares some pretty cool stories about how just building one relationship could lead to this and that, and it opens up so many doors. In Brett's particular case, it led him to the storage world, you know, where he's wholesaling a facility for 50 grand. He's about to close on 47,000 square feet of storage within the next month. And all this at the young, ripe age of 20 years old.
Oh, yeah. Green so, years.
So impressive. 2 years, real estate business, 20 years old. And the dude is absolutely smashing it. So make sure you listen to that episode. Well, we talked about and we teased you. Brett's here to deliver the goods. Brett, the floor is yours, my man. Talk about, share with us what you're going to be getting into on today's show.
Absolutely. So this quick action-packed show is going to be on checklists, whether it's to buy a property, it's to help an area of your business. How can you make sure you don't let things fall through the crack and you're as efficient as possible to potentially give you more time in your life, or just make your business more of a muscular machine, pumping out deals, whatever.
I love it. And I just, so you know, I will tell you, if you heard the last show, you know that we talked about Brett shared his checklist with me because I'm in the process of buying a facility, and it is as in-depth, detailed, and easy to follow as I've ever seen. And I'm a systems and checklist guy. So, you know, hopefully you're listening and taking notes here.
Definitely. So I can kind of run through it of kind of my thought process on a checklist. So the main components I need, at least for my brain, you can, you know, adapt it to whatever works for you, is I need to know the task. I need to know what to do in the task. I'm a huge checklist. So I need to do 10 things. And what do I need to do in each of those 10 things so I can repeat it or pass it off to someone else?
Yeah.
Once I have that written out, how long is it going to take? So, and then what's a realistic deadline? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you sign a purchase agreement. I'll use a storage facility because it's always, I'm doing it daily, but you sign a contract. What are the next steps to get the ball rolling? I feel like a lot of people might be overwhelmed. What do I do to get financing? You know, there's so many things. And if you're not focused on one sheet, you might let something drop and you're like, crap, I forgot it. Right. So I'll give an example. You sign a contract. What's the next step? I need to get an attorney to review it, or I need to open escrow. Okay. 3 days after the contract is signed, that's my deadline or due date to open escrow with the earnest money. Mm-hmm. All right, that's simple. I have a checkbox. So I have a couple columns, the task name, link to the actual instructions, the deadline, the date I did it, and then just a checkbox, hey, I did it. Then I have a little notes section if I want to write notes.
And this is a simple template that you have like on a Google sheet or something?
I don't have like a simple template. Okay. I shared the one I gave to you, but I don't have like a general one. I can create one if someone would like it. I'd be happy to do that. But yeah, that's kind of my outline. And then what I do is I write down everything I need to do. If you have a process or you have something in your business that you've done before, write out everything that you do that you need to get it completed and like what typically happens in which step. I like top to bottom. You can go down to up. I don't care. Write down exactly everything you do. Even get into the nitty gritty details of I have to log into HelloSign or PandaDoc and I have to sign this contract over to the seller.
Yeah.
Follow up with them 3 days later. Things like that. Write that all out. and then have timelines with it. So, hey, typically 2 days after I get a contract signed, I need to do blank. After I get this done, I need to do blank.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the outline. And then to get into more nitty-gritty, there's ones that are related. They're linked. So you can't do one step until you get the other step done.
Yeah.
So what I do is, hey, look, the business plan takes 5 days. And I know that once I get the business plan done, I need the financing package to present to investors, lenders, the pitch deck. I need that done in 2 days. Mm-hmm. So in that column where I marked down when I did it, when it was finished, it then, because it's programmed in, triggers, hey, look, this is due in 2 days. You need to get this done. Yes. And I highlight it. It gets automatically highlighted.
I want to ask you a question because I'm pretty certain of the fact that there's going to be some people listening to this mm-hmm. that are like, I get it. I see the value. This is awesome. But when you're in the thick of needing to do this, yeah. like people don't want to actually take the time and slow down their process.
Right.
To document it. The flip side is if you never actually take time to document it, you're going to always be the one doing it and you're kind of caught in this hamster wheel. So do you always actually go about and write down your process or do you sometimes record a video, record an audio? Mm-hmm. Like I'm curious if you recommend people kind of like document in the way that they're most comfortable or they can effectively communicate.
This is how I would do it. If you're doing something for the first time buying a facility, reach out to other people, get their outlines and guidelines of what you need to do. Write that down. Then do it. Don't worry about making the checklist. Just don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What I would suggest you do every month or when it's done is to go back through your email chains, your tech chains. How long did something take? What extra thing you needed to do? Like I forgot, I didn't think I would need to do this, but I actually did. Write that down, list everything out. Once you've done it, okay, this is everything I need to do. Now I need to assign timelines.
Yeah.
And then I would take it one step further. Then you can actually, for each step, start writing procedures and just a step-by-step for each one. You don't have to get into the nitty-gritty detail. High level, and then once you're done with something or you have done it, then just start chipping away at it.
Right, right. Yeah. And I can tell you that while it might be painful for you to actually go through that process the first time, once you do it, you basically have the foundation. And yeah, you're going to make some tweaks and adjustments as you continue to learn and grow and do additional deals. But you're going to be so grateful that you actually have it to lean on your second, third, fourth, or whatever deal because you've actually taken the time to create it. And yep. now if you bring somebody on your team to help you, that's something that now you can train them and they have a manual, they have a checklist. So it's not all falling on you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the next step. But no, man, I absolutely love your process. It's a little bit different than mine, and it's equally as effective, if not more effective. I really like it.
I know I get lost in the weeds. So the list I sent you is not the list I started out with to give you any kind of indication. Yeah. So I was like, when I was told by other people, this is what should happen. And then when I did it, I'm like, well, it's not. Or I didn't experience that. So no, for my sake, I'm going to put this there. It just works for me.
Yeah.
But no, just list everything you do. For a deal, process, due diligence, I don't care. I list everything, you know, from cradle to grave. You might not like that. But one thing it allows you to do is when you're collaborating with people, like what's going on? What needs to be taken care of?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, let's go look through our emails. And dude, it is
painful.
It's painful. But when you already have it consolidated, you know when something's done with a checklist. One thing I also do is if it's like a file that needs to be done or whatever, just have your VA, yourself, a team member, have a link to the completed doc, report card, time card, doesn't matter.
Right.
So you can just check it quickly. Sweet. It's done.
Yeah. And I think the last thing I'll add to this conversation before we wrap this particular episode, because I told you we'd keep it short and sweet, is, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, I'm under a deadline or time is of the essence and I don't have the time to actually slow down and document this, like Brett said, finish the process, do what you got to do, but then make sure that you carve some time out to go back and create a playbook. You know, so Brett and I like football. He's a Bills fan. I'm a Bengals fan.
Yeah.
And
we were
so he's on the up right now, and we'll see where we're at. But, you know, think about if you were coaching a football team, you wouldn't wait until game day. You wouldn't wait till Saturday or Sunday to then figure out your playbook and to start documenting and organizing your plays. Mm-hmm. Like, that's done well in advance. And if coaches didn't have a playbook, how could they possibly, how could the offensive coordinator, how could the defense, like, how could you possibly run your team without a playbook? And I kind of think about checklists and SOPs the same way. Like, how can you, KPIs is like your speedometer, your dashboard, SOPs, your scoreboard. Yeah. Exactly. And SOPs and checklists is, that's your playbook. That's how you go about doing things. So
yeah,
hopefully, you know, whether you like football or not, hopefully that analogy kind of like, you know, resonates with you. So
yeah,
Brett, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. And gosh, I'll say, like, when you finish it and when you go back through and you time block it, what was that? My thought lost it. Sometimes I stumble over my words.
You're good. But
finish it. So, for instance, I'll give a real life example to kind of show you what I mean. Going through this first Georgia deal with the SBA financing, no idea what to expect. But hey, we take the plunge. And as we go through the process, the lender might be like, I'll give an example. Hey, you need to sign this document. Hey, look, hey, you forgot this.
Yeah.
You left this out. And then, or if a client, a lender, it doesn't matter. If they have repeated questions, something you have to continuously answer, address it. So when the project ends, like, you know, we were asked, you know, who the core customer of this business is, like, 8 times to get the deal done or whatever. Can we just address that up front? Yeah. It's like that 80-20 rule. If 80% of your time is taken up by 20% of the question, just knock those out.
Yeah.
Or just make yourself a lot more efficient. So
yeah. No, it's so good, man. Well, brother, again, I really appreciate you taking your valuable time to hop on the previous show and to hop on this one. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that one, highly encourage it. It's about 45 minutes jam-packed. And we talk about a lot of really cool stuff in there that I know can just really impact your life and business. So with that said, I want to encourage you guys to connect with Brett. He's a relationships guy. You know, so connect with Brett on Facebook at Abamanti B. And then on Instagram, Brett Abamanti. So Brett, man, anything, any parting words, anything else to add?
Feel free to reach out to me. I'll probably try to add value to you. We talked about that in 520. So go check that out and support Flip Empire. But I would just say it makes life a lot easier. And it also makes you potentially, if you buy real estate, a lot more confident when a seller setting expectations. Way easier. You know when something's going to happen or have a good idea. Yep.
Absolutely. This has been hugely valuable. So again, like I said on the last one, I'm excited to continue to go deeper in our relationship, brother. I'm excited to see, you know, you close these facilities and what you're going to do in the future, man. So pretty incredible what you're doing at your age, man. And pretty incredible what you're doing, period. Mm-hmm. Even more so the fact that you're so young. So it's awesome, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to your deals because I know you have a couple in the pipeline.
Yes, man. I'm excited, man. You're a part of that journey, and so I'm grateful for that. But my friends, I appreciate you taking your time to listen to Brett and I. Hopefully you tune in for future episodes. And again, we have a catalog of, if there's something you're looking for specifically, I encourage you to head over to flipempire.com. Leverage the search bar. You know, regardless of what you might be looking for, chances are that we've created episode or several episodes on that content. And if you need anything, I'm an open book, as Brett is. So reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. You can also find me on the social platforms, and I'd love to connect and interact with you. So with that said, have an amazing day. Brett, keep crushing, my man, and you and I will talk soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
Take care, everyone. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.